Well, Wall Street is being hit with tell-all TikToks in what has been called a Gen Z culture clash. Let's discuss with Bloomberg personal finance reporter, Miss Elena Egolfopoulou, who joins us from New York to discuss this really interesting story, Miss Elena. I mean, we know that younger people are sharing more on social media, and that includes TikTok, but this is also an industry that really likes, I guess, privacy and not really wanting people to post about what they're doing in their downtime. Tell us how Wall Street is kind of trying to balance this, where you've got people sharing on platforms, but they're also really trying to protect confidentiality here.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think when you look at this story, the first thing you notice is that it's essentially the generational clash that's happening on Wall Street in full frontal. You have a lot of these younger bankers that, don't forget, were working from home during the pandemic, slowly starting to come back to the office and feeling this need that a lot of Gen Z feels to post about it and share it with the rest of the world. And so we're seeing all these videos pop up from bankers, either entry-level analysts or interns, you know, explaining what working in an investment bank is like, what food they offer, what you wear, but most importantly, details about how many hours they work, how late they stay in the office. And I think banks, you know, are really struggling to figure out how to balance out what is definitely also good marketing for them, because don't forget, this is a generation that's spending so much time on TikTok, and these videos are really reaching that generation. These are kids that don't really know much about Wall Street and want to learn more about it. And, you know, Wall Street has had a hard time retaining and attracting young talent. And so this is really helping them. But at the same time, as you mentioned, this is something that has to do with an industry that is known for its confidentiality, that has very strict rules about what people are allowed or not allowed to share. And I think any Gen Zer that's currently working on Wall Street and trying to share what it's like to work there definitely keeps that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fine balance, right? Because it's also your own personal life and showing what's happening in your life and that work hard, play hard culture that you're alluding to there too. But then in terms of social media policy that pretty much every company has, you can't be sharing anything about clients or bonuses or anything from the trading room floor, right?
Exactly. I think, you know, a lot of these entry-level bankers that we spoke to said, listen, like, we study these policies very well, and we try our best not only to, you know, follow these policies, but also make sure that we don't necessarily mention what bank we work in when we do these TikToks. You know, it would be quite easy for anyone if they did enough research to figure it out, but they don't necessarily feel like they're spokespeople for these banks. They just feel like they're spokespeople for themselves. But having said that, it doesn't mean that hiccups don't happen. I mean, we've spoken to other, you know, entry-level bankers who've said, we've been asked to remove content from our platforms. I mean, Goldman Sachs is doing it. Bank of America is doing it. And so these banks are really trying to tread carefully and figure out how to allow certain videos out there, but also control their narrative and make sure they're abiding to industry regulations. At the same time, though, I will say there are some banks that are really jumping in this very passionately. And I think one of them is Morgan Stanley. And I think it's really interesting because over the summer, we spoke to some of the interns that worked there that said that in their goodie bags that they get when they join the firm, they were given phone ring lights, you know, those little lights that you put on your phone.
So they can do their own filming.
Exactly. And so here's a great example of them encouraging it, you know?
Miss Elena, fascinating article. I really enjoyed it. And there's a great video too on the terminal too. Thank you so much for your insights, Miss Elena Egolfopoulou, Bloomberg personal finance reporter, joining us from New York, and a really great piece on the Bloomberg Wall Street hit with tell-all TikToks in the Gen Z culture clash.